Welcome to 2025 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
I certainly empathize with Americans who are exhausted, but the difference is that back then we had dumb presidents, and now we have a president who actually knows how to accomplish America's national security objectives.
On Meet the Press, Vice President J.D. Vance says the United States is not at war with Iran, but rather its nuclear program. Vance declined to say if Iran's weapons sites had been completely destroyed, but did say the U.S. had, quote, substantially delayed Iran's ability to develop a nuclear weapon. President Donald Trump campaigned on ending a quarter century of Mideast wars, but intelligence officials are warning Iran's supreme leader will likely strike back. Most Republicans support Trump's gamble, while Democrats say they're frustrated with the administration's typical chaos and abuse of presidential authority. Top U.S. House Intelligence Committee Democrat Jim Himes of Connecticut says he found out about the bombing on social media.
So bad enough that we weren't informed, but unconstitutional that we didn't have the opportunity to debate what is one of the more consequential foreign policy things that this country has done in a long time.
Himes says military operations in Iraq, Afghanistan, and Libya were all easier to start than to finish. The U.S. has thousands of troops in the Mideast who could be targeted, and vital oil shipping could be disrupted. The Department of Homeland Security's warning of possible cyber and terrorist attacks. The agency says Iran has been committed to revenge since the killing of Revolutionary Guard Corps General Qasem Soleimani in 2020. After this weekend's bombing, the department says that commitment is likely stronger. As Congress debates the budget reconciliation bill, conservationists say they're watching for changes to a Biden-era program of fees and incentives for oil and gas operators to minimize leaks and burning of excess methane. David Jenkins with Conservatives for Responsible Stewardship says it's very popular.
7 in 10 people in the U.S. support charging a fee to hold polluters accountable for methane leaks. You've been taught that you don't waste stuff. You don't waste food, you don't waste fuel, you don't waste electricity, you'd be responsible.
The Democratic National Committee chair is facing mounting pressure from within the party. Last week, the leaders of two important unions stepped down from the DNC, calling for a change in direction. Sources close to former Vice President Kamala Harris say she's strongly considering running for governor of California. That would make another presidential campaign highly unlikely. New Mexico has a history of protecting and celebrating LGBTQ rights, but Layla Garcia with Equality New Mexico says resilience is needed following a recent Supreme Court decision upholding a Tennessee law banning medical treatments for transgender youth.
With all of the attacks that we're seeing on queer and trans folks from hostile governments, it's really important that we mobilize and keep people informed.
I'm Alex Gonzalez for Pacific Network and Public News Service. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.